This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for December 29th, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 11 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 1,480. There are currently 83 active cases in isolation, and two Jefferson County residents are hospitalized. Jefferson County's case rate has increased in the past week, now at 214 per 100,000. As always, you can find the most up-to-date case information at the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County Government Facebook page. Another 2 to 3 inches of snow fell on Monday night, and with temperatures as low as they are, it isn't melting as quickly as Pacific Northwesterners are accustomed to. Jefferson County road crews are working round the clock to sand roads for safe driving, starting with primary and secondary roads. If you're wondering when your road will be sanded, a list of the county's snowplow priority routes is available at their website under the Public Works Road Maintenance tab. Port Townsend crews were out all night Monday night, plowing additional snowfall. They also have a snowplow priority route map on the city's website. Temperatures are expected to stay in the 20s and low 30s until this weekend, and more snow is forecasted for Thursday. Low temperatures leave many worried about our fellow community members who do not have access to housing. If you know someone who doesn't have a place to go during the cold weather, call OLECAP at 360-385-2571. The emergency shelter located in the basement of the American Legion building is open to all right now and is operating as a warming center where people can stop in to get warm and have a cup of coffee. There is also the Winter Welcoming Center in the Pope Marine Park building on Water Street, which is open to everyone during the day from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. While New Year's Eve events are taking place, the Welcoming Center will temporarily be located at the First Presbyterian Church at 1111 Franklin Street on December 30th, 31st, and January 1st. Out in the county, the Brennan Community Center is open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday as a warming center. The Jefferson County Library is open Monday through Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 5, and Sunday from 1 to 5, and is a good place to stay warm while reading a book. Last weekend, some residents in the Port Townsend area lost power for a short period of time. If you lose power and your home starts to get cold, first call your utility provider, such as the Jefferson County PUD, at 360-385-5800, and then seek assistance from a neighbor or a friend or a warming center in town in order to stay warm. The Production Alliance will be hosting First Night, an all-ages New Year's Eve extravaganza celebrating the new year from 3 to 9 p.m. on Friday. The event includes 5 downtown venues, both indoor and outdoor, featuring live music and performances, interactive art experiences, presentations, lantern making, free noodle soup, and more. Festivities will conclude with a spectacular fireworks show and the traditional anchor drop at 9 p.m. to ring in the new year. The best view of the anchor drop will be at Pope Marine Park. Then, on New Year's Day, Washington State Parks and the Friends of Fort Worden will be hosting 5 memorable hikes as part of the statewide First Day Hikes program. Visitors will have a choice of 4 guided hikes about 1.5 miles long or 1 2.5-mile self-guided hike. The hikes will begin at 11, 11:15, and 11:45 at the USO building parking lot next to Taps at the Guardhouse near the park's main entrance. January 1st also marks the first free day of 2022. Visitors won't need a Discover Pass to park at Fort Worden and all other state recreation lands. You can see a map of the First Day hikes at the Friends of Fort Worden website, fwfriends.org. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.